This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building on Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood there as well, separating the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move his foes called a coup. The divisions displayed outside the parliament underscore the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, was rapidly called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article. They were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. Can U.S. lawmakers agree to an infrastructure deal as soon as Monday? Senators are running into new problems as they race to seal a bipartisan deal. Pressure is mounting Monday on all sides to show progress on President Joe Biden's top priority. One major roadblock is how much money should go for public transit. The United States will keep existing COVID-19 travel restrictions on international travel in place for now because of the Delta variant. That's according to a White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the yet-to-be-formally-announced decision. President Biden said that his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. earlier this month. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden hosts Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House on Monday. The future of U.S. troops in Iraq is expected to be a focus of their discussion. Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein told VOA's Kurdish service last week he expected the two sides to agree on an end to the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. The United States has about 2,500 troops in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition effort to battle the Islamic State group that began in 2014. The two nations agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, focusing on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. In Bangkok, Thailand, anti-government protesters were met with a large police presence Sunday. The protests come as Thailand struggles to curb the spread of surging COVID-19 cases. Hundreds of activists took to the streets in the capital, calling for political reforms, continuing the demands of a widespread anti-government movement last year. The demands are coupled with anger at the slow rollout of vaccines against the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Earlier this year, demonstrations paused for months as authorities cracked down on activities and cases of COVID-19 rose. The resurgence of the protests come as Thailand faces its worst wave of COVID-19 cases. Sunday saw more than 15,000 new cases of COVID-19 and more than 100 deaths. The world must ensure access to food supplies as forcefully as it moved to ensure access to vaccines. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi made the statement at the opening of the United Nations Food Systems pre-summit in Rome. The Prime Minister pointed out the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a food crisis, citing data showing malnutrition in all its forms has become the leading cause of ill health and death in the world. The UN's first ever food systems summit will take place in September with the aim of delivering progress on the body's 2030 sustainable development goals. Rhino and elephant poaching has declined significantly this year in Namibia. The Southwest African nation is home to the only free roaming black rhinos left in the world, according to the government data released on Monday. Nine rhinos have been illegally killed by hunters so far in 2021. That's the lowest number in 8 years for the period, according to the figures from the Ministry of Environment and Tourism. Four elephants have been killed this time, a 5-year low. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.